This is Just Talking It Up with Janet and Crash.
Hey, you're listening to Just Talking It Up. I'm Janet. I'm here with my buddy Crash, and we are actually talking about Lil' Kim. Not the rap artist.
There are a lot of Lil' Kims in the news today. First, you have, I guess, the Lil' Kim, the singer. Then you're talking about the one in North Korea.
Right. But the reason he has this name is because of your sister, who happens to be my friend. And I would give a shout out to Sally. And Sally had said that she thinks that must be his new nickname, Lil' Kim, because Dennis Rodman's been hanging with him. And, you know, when you're hanging with the bros, you give him a title. So he's now Lil' Kim.
That's probably true. But, you know, when you first said Lil' Kim, I thought you might have been doing a tongue-in-cheek comment about Kim Kardashian, who now looks like Kansas.
Well, that's a different Kim altogether.
That's right.
Yeah, well, she ain't nothing little about her. And ain't nothing little about Lil' Kim either. The Kim, whatever his last name
Kim,
is. Yeah.
Kim Jong-un.
Whatever.
Kim the Little.
I don't believe I'm even going to give him the respect to pronounce or figure out his last name. That's just, to me, it's just a joke. But I think he's just I think he's a little bitty bully. And I think he's going to be given a little bit of leeway to have some target practice. And we're going to tell him over and over again to not do that anymore. And he's still going to do it. And by the time he finishes his target practice, he may actually be a real threat.
You know, so, he supposedly has the largest collection of porn movies of anybody in existence.
And so, you look to rent something, you have to go all the way to China.
Yeah, exactly. I read that. It was not a rag. It was a reputable paper. And I can't remember where it was, but it was about a year ago. And obviously, it was not something that I challenged nor followed up on, but I just thought I'd throw that in for what it's worth. And obviously, it's not worth very much.
I don't know. I'm trying to imagine a reputable company trying to find out who has the largest porn collection.
Well, maybe one of the sellers has been keeping track of all he bought, or maybe he has an agent out there buying it for him. I don't know. But
wow.
Let's see.
What does he do with it?
Can we go back and start over? And I certainly won't make that comment again.
No, you know,
What does he do with it? Give me a break.
With a giant porn collection?
I have no idea. This is
what
not
do you need with more than one? I can't even imagine a man needing more than one. I guess you get tired of it and you throw it out or give it to somebody else. You go on to the next one. Wow.
For all you people out there listening to Just Talking It Up, I would like to have a disclaimer about Janet. She has gone off of her rocker. She occasionally does that, and she has done it this morning.
No, actually, Lil' Kim is off his rocker.
That's true.
Maybe that's how to get his attention. You don't wipe the people off the map or the villages off the map. Go for his porn collection. Look for his secret bunker and blow that up.
I can see it now. They bombed North Korea. There's plastic in the air. Oh, mercy.
There were yards and yards of tape coming down on my head as I looked up. I couldn't see. The sky was black.
You know, this used to be a decent show. We used to talk about things of substance. What happened to us, huh?
Well, you know, since
we're down. Is it your fault or mine?
Well, I have a question now. Did you watch the American Country Music Awards last night?
I did not.
Oh, well, you know what? Lil' Kim, I'm sure, was looking, because they might change that to American women and their boobs. Because I'm not kidding. There were women on display. I have never seen so many women walking up to a microphone that sounded as ditzy as they did. And none of the ones that were talking or half-dressed were really even country artists. They were people from other artistic venues, actors and reality show people. And
so they gave awards to non-country music people?
Well, no, they didn't give those awards. Those were the people giving awards. But I don't think I have ever seen such a parade of young women and their breasts. It just was the funniest. Then they had this big, there was this big artistic song. One of these artists was doing this song, and I don't even remember the name of the song, but my family was looking at me because I was laughing out loud, and I was, of course, interrupting the show. But they had this bed this giant bed, and it was suspended from the ceiling, so that it was as if you were looking from the ceiling down onto a couple in bed. Okay, and they've got this bed hanging there, and they have the woman who is suspended by wires, and then the man who's suspended by wires, and they have this fake blanket up over them. So it's like they're in this bed, but it's up against a wall. So they're having to do this while they're hung from the wall, from the ceiling. So they're singing this song, and I guess it was supposed to interpret some of the lyrics, but they started doing this ballet stuff where they were doing this stuff under the sheets, and then they dropped the sheets, and it just was the silliest. I was laughing out loud because I know somebody, some director or producer somewhere was saying, wow, this is really cutting edge. This is just so artistic, and it's just so moving in this song. It was the biggest flop and the funniest looking thing I think I've seen in a long time that wasn't intended to be funny. I was guffawing because these people spinning around on these wires supposed to be under a sheet looked so completely ridiculous. And I think...
Were they trying to outdo the Emmys or the Oscars or whatever?
I don't know what they were doing. They were trying to compete with some of the bigger, more artistic shows. I mean, how many times can you sing about my wife left me, my woman and my dog and my boat took off, and you know?
Do you remember something back years ago called Red Rum, where they said that that music lyrics contained subversive comments, and so if you played things back, you got backward, you got some message.
Yes.
Red rum.
Yeah.
Well, I guess now you know what you get when you play a country music song backward, right? You get your garbage back and your dog back and your wife back.
I'm not surprised. Well, they weren't trying any backward masking last night. They were trying something out there that just didn't work. And somebody should have been fired over that. I just thought it was the biggest joke. They were trying to look so artistic and so competitive in this creative market, and it was just a bunch of skanks jumping around, and it just was bizarre. It was completely bizarre, and the sound wasn't good. There were some that were good, but...
Was my girlfriend Kelly Pickler on there?
I did not see Kelly Pickler, but I hear that she's on Dancing with the Stars.
She is a great dancer.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, I'm not kidding at all.
Is she a better dancer than she is a singer?
Well, I think she's a pretty good singer too, but I don't know. It's probably a toss-up. She's one of the favorites to win that dance. I know you like American Idol, and I like...
Oh, no, not anymore.
You don't?
No. I jumped off that bandwagon a long time ago. No, we gave up on that show because it's become something different than what it originally was. You know, they're constantly having to one-up themselves, and I am one of those people that does not like change. And the more it changed, and the more the people changed, the whole... Now they have this Nicki Minaj, I think, who's on there as one of the judges, and I can't tolerate listening to her voice. I'm sure that there are, on whatever night the show airs, I'm sure that there are numerous spikes in 911 calls because people are having epileptic seizures and things because this woman's voice is so annoying and so grating, it's impossible to listen to, and she's an airhead.
I have never seen an episode of American Idol.
Well, you're lucky. You weren't lucky before. The first 5 years it was on, it was actually pretty good.
One or finish second or whatever,
we don't have a Britishman, you know, an Englishman that we can't hate him anymore. So he's
by
not
the way,
all, I think that we like that.
Speaking of British, Margaret Thatcher passed away.
I saw that. The Iron Lady.
Yeah, she did a tremendous amount for Great Britain at a time when they needed an austerity program. She was gutsy enough to put it in, and it basically changed the economic system of England.
She is a champion of free markets. She was an amazing woman. And even when she made a mistake, I thought she was amazing. I was a huge fan long, long time ago.
Yeah, me too.
And that's a shame. But did you ever see Meryl Streep's portrayal of her?
I did. I thought she did a great job. And I think it showed the Falkland situation pretty accurately. And
yeah.
she gutsy when she went into the Falklands, because she played it all, put it all on Red Nine at that point. And I wonder what politicians today would do in that kind of situation. But boy, she bellied up to the bar quickly.
Wonder what she'd do with Lil' Kim.
She'd go after his porn collection.
I'm sure she would go. She would go right for the porn collection. That's exactly right. She would get rid of his. She wouldn't even let him have a Netflix membership.
That's right.
She would be finished as far as his porn goes.
Absolutely, no doubt about it.
Or she would have one of those Secret Service guys sneak in there and replace his porn collection with video images of her speaking to
Gone
him.
With Gone with the Wind. And
boy, talk about a downer. Can you imagine?
Oh, Sound of Music.
Going for Debbie Does Dallas, and actually you get Margaret Thatcher giving you a lecture on what you shouldn't be doing.
Wow. I was in school back in those days.
Wow.
I'm not sure that this show's going to be able to be aired at all.
Of course it can. We're normal people. I just wish we had somebody with the kahunas that Margaret Thatcher had that could actually handle people like Kim and his threats. I have a real problem with not standing up to some of this stupidity anymore, because it's as if, nobody liked us being the policemen of the world. But now that there's no policemen, guess what you get? Chaos. When you have no policemen, you get chaos.
We're about to jump ugly on politics.
Well, but it's all parties concerned, though, Crash. It's not just the man in the White House. It's everybody on every side of the aisle. It's everybody, all of them. I think we're going to bomb ourselves back to the Ice Age, and we're just going to have to start fresh.
Obviously, we're not right now at the same spot we were in the mid-1941. But you think of what happened in World War II from the time that the bombing in Hawaii to the end of the war in May the end of the war in England in May, and then in August in the Pacific. I mean, it was like 3.5 years. And look at all we did in that period of time. We can't change a light bulb in Washington in that period of time. Now, it's gridlock. Nothing can happen. And the best thing could happen would be for them to go home after they, don't go political, okay?
You know, there's an interesting thing floating around. the internet. I'm not real sure who discovered it or what, but it's a receipt from a grocery store where all of the items on there. There are porterhouse steaks, and I think there's some lobster, a bunch of lobster, and it's all listed. And it's $150 worth of very high priced meat, and it's paid for with food stamps. And what has happened is this food stamp recipient, who has since been charged with food stamp fraud, was going and buying this stuff and taking it and selling it because he could make a profit off of it.
Right.
So there's so much fraud in even something like the food stamp program, which was originally designed to help the farmers and to also help people that were in need. I mean, it was a genuinely good program, I believe, that started out with good intentions, but just like most everything else, pardon me, that had any good intent, the wrong people get a hold of it and the wrong people figure out a way to get it through the loopholes and the other stuff. And it turns it into a mess because it gets overrun by those people.
You know, 15% of our population is on food stamps. Now, you go into a park, you go into a Smoky Mountains park or whatever park, national park, signs, don't feed the bears. And the underlying message is don't feed the bears because it'll bring them out and it'll make them dependent.
Right.
But we do increase food stamps now up to 47 million out of a population of a little less than 300 million in the United States. Now, is there a dependency taking place? Absolutely. Are there some that need it? Absolutely. But when you have a situation like we have now, and you have increasing use of food stamps, and you've got longer term that people are getting assistance, there is absolutely no reason for them to go out and hunt for a job.
No.
So, and that's exactly where we are. We're building an increasing dependency on government.
Well, I don't know how we save the program that we have, because I think that it's necessary. I do believe that food stamps, I do believe that that's a good thing. By and large, it's a good thing. But when you look at the whole program of what's been corrupt, if you look at all of the corruptness of it, which in my, what it looks like, I'm certainly not an expert and I haven't, you know, dove into the details of it to figure it all out, but it looks like about 75% of it is corrupt. But that 25%, what do you do with those people who are genuinely in need, have no way to get nutritious food, and they use it because they have to, and they use it only when they need to, and it is a, it's a bridge for them to get from one month to the next. Part is good, but what do you do with, how do you get the corruption out?
Yeah, I think it's the corruption and the ability to vet someone for the they're really in need. It's hard to vet, because the bigger things get like this, the more difficult it is to bring some semblance of order to it.
And it is a large, convoluted issue that you, when you vet somebody, when you try to vet them to be a recipient of food stamps, you're not allowed to profile. You're not allowed to be racial. You're not allowed to be at. There are a lot of questions you can't ask, and yet, sometimes those questions are telling, but we're not allowed to ask them.
Well, that brings.
I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's a person is black or white, but there are questions that would be considered racist that have nothing to do with skin color. And yet they'll call it racial, because you're not allowed to say. I mean, there were a couple of years ago, there were all these big furies about people using the word apartment. He's an apartment dweller or whatever. That was a racial slur for a while. Wow, we have come a long way.
You and I profile every day. I mean, we teach our children to profile. You are going to make determinations based on vetting, whether it's a visual vetting or a auditory vetting, but you do look at people and make a determination about what you're supposed to, what you're going to do. No doubt about it. Absolutely.
Oh, the FBI does it. The Secret Service does it. Of course they do it. They have to do it, because it's stupid not to.
Absolutely.
But we can't do it publicly. That's what the real problem is. What it seems to me, we have driven common sense and good detective work. We have driven it underground. It doesn't make any sense to me why that kind of stuff can't just be in the open. I'm sure that I would be profiled somehow, somewhere, for something.
Well, you are. You're profiled every day, and the government is getting more and more data on you so that they can profile you more effectively. I mean, it's happening every day. They want to know more about your bank account. They've got data to profile you.
Hey, we've got data that profiled little Kim. We know that he's a porn addict.
That's true.
I just want to know how this reputable firm, I still want to go back to that, found out that he has the largest porn collection. Does he brag about this?
I guess he brags about everything.
I mean, it would be, in my mind, it would be about the same as a man bragging that he's on Viagra. It's like, wow, yeah, wow, you need something additional? You mean you're not normal?
Oh, mercy. I don't know where this has come from, where it is, or where it's going.
Well, who knows? Who knows? My mother would spank me if she was here. But little Kim would like that. He'd like a camera on it, I'm sure.
Oh, mercy.
Okay. I've had happy pills today because my bionic hip.
Bionic hip, by the way?
Oh, the bionic hip is great. I think I just was set off last night before I went to bed watching this silly American music thing and watching those people dangle in bed. It was just so funny. And I thought, this is the most bizarre world. who would ever dream that this is a world worth being in? And it's really
pretty ridiculous. People that did your hip, do they do lobotomies?
You know, it's possible. And my brain must have been in my rear end, or it's possible that they took part of it out. They found this small, hard mass, and they thought it was the top of that femur bone, but it wasn't. It was really my brain.
Is this whatever you're on now? Is that prescription, or is this counter, or what?
It's all natural. It's all natural.
Okay, yeah. All right, I'll take that. Sounds good to me.
Well, we've run the gamut on the topics today, haven't we? You have anything more but to think about, little Kim?
Well, no, not little Kim. But what's the situation in your mind on this gun control issue?
Well, if we had guns, we could certainly take care of little Kim. But, you know, I mean, I look at gun control, and I think it's like the loudest voices that they can get together, the people that are screaming the most, have the poorest interpretation of what the Second Amendment is about. The Second Amendment is about protecting us from tyrannical government.
That's exactly right.
It's not about protecting us from tyrannical neighbors.
Nope.
Or tyrannical animals.
That's right.
Or anything else.
And this is lost in the debate. You don't hear that, because they'll espouse the view that you don't have to worry about the government. But the founding fathers knew that at some point in time we would be exactly where we are, where you have to fear. You know, I love my country, but I fear my government. And I've seen that sign a number of times, and that's, you know, that's kind of a place where
I'm not sure where we're headed. I know that I'm not understanding why the loudest seem to get the microphones most of the time, and they spew out this horrible stuff, and they try to make people feel guilty for owning weapons. And I'm a weapon owner, and I don't feel guilty about it. And if I had the money, I would buy one of those rapid-fire weapons, and I'd put it under lock and key, and I would have it, and I'd be glad I had it. Wouldn't use it for hunting, wouldn't use it for target practice. I would have it just because I have the right to have it.
Hunting never was mentioned in the Second Amendment.
No.
So it has nothing to do with, you don't need it for hunting. You do need it to protect yourself against an onerous government. And that's what the founding fathers said.
But the problem is, there are so many low information voters out there that don't understand what the complexities are, or even understand what the Second Amendment says, or what any of it says. All of the amendments. They can't even... They don't know, most of them don't even know English. Half of them don't know the English language. Even people who were born and raised here don't know the English language, let alone understand what our government is about and where it came from and what we came out of to get here and how much sacrifice we put into getting here.
Have you heard anybody in this debate talk about an onerous government and protecting yourself against the government? Has anyone talked about it at all?
Not anyone with a microphone for any amount of time. Nobody really cares. Nobody, you know, I don't know if the Paul, Rand Paul and some of these other guys, I'm not sure where we need them. You know, DeMint left, he's gone, and he's, I hope he can do some better good where he is, but
he's gone to a good position. You know, Rand Paul is a, he's a smart guy, and what he says, most of what he says, I agree with. Now, his father's a different story. His father is on foreign policy. He's a nut job, I think, on...
yes, but that's the only place he was really a nut job, except he was difficult for me to listen
policy.
To.
He's right on. I agree with that. But if we could just kind of mix and match, can we take one out of column A and two out of column B, we probably could come up with a decent politician.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
But we gotta throw a lot out, though, in order to get to the good.
Yeah.
There are some things I'm sure that even Rand Paul says that I disagree with completely.
You know, the part of the problem with Rand Paul is not what he says, but how he says it.
That was his dad's trouble, too.
Yeah. Well, he comes across as his father came across as a nut job. Rand Paul comes across as kind of a whiny little guy. And I think he and Kim Un-jung, whatever, is are about the same size, and that's a problem. I mean, it's tough for it's a it goes back to the vetting thing. It's always going to be hard to put into the presidency someone who is not big of stature.
Well, and we need somebody who is a method actor. It's all about presentation. You know, it's kind of like these chef shows. It's about what your meal looks like. You know, is it beautiful? Is it plated lovely? Is it, you know, does it have enough color and enough whatever? I'm like, wow, if it's life-sustaining, give me a bowl of oatmeal. I don't really care what it looks like. I do care. It's nice, and I understand that. But that's what we want in a president. We want somebody who dresses right, who has the right combination of intellectual speak along with street speak. He's got to have a little bit of everything, and he has to blend into every situation, and he has to be comfortable with his sleeves rolled up talking to a farmer, and he has to be comfortable in a board meeting with a bunch of CEOs. And we're looking for a man who looks good on camera in all those situations. If he doesn't look natural, he ain't going to cut it. And that's sad. We have become a very visual, we're a stimulated people, and we want to be stimulated. And we're looking for somebody who fits that particular bill.
Kim Jong-un.
That's right. He wants to be stimulated too.
Obviously, because he has the world's largest porn collection.
Wow, that just, you know... I guess it's called the Napoleon complex. Is that right?
Where Napoleonic complex.
Where he's kind of a small guy and he has to prove himself in other ways. I don't know what height has to do with anything, but okay.
Well, it's a visual issue that we've come to believe in our society, in U.S. society. And I mean, you hear one of the comments about North Korea, and JP mentioned it before the show. North Korea, the average height of a North Korean is 4 inches shorter than, I don't know if it's South Korea or other people in the U.S. or whatever. It's got to be, I mean, certainly they're shorter than people in the U.S. I don't know if they're shorter than Asian people surrounding North Korea or not. Not sure about that, but I sure
so do you suppose when every once in a while when some of these tall guys, you know, we had that one, I've forgotten the guy's name, but remember that I guess he was Chinese. He was of Oriental descent somewhere, and he was a basketball player.
Yeah, he's about 7'4".
Yeah, so if he's walking through society, would they automatically like want him to be president and all that? Yeah. I wonder if they see somebody that looks like them, that is really, really tall, they would think that he was better, smarter, faster.
Well, he was one of the most revered people in the NBA, and the Chinese people went hog nutty wild when he came into the NBA. And that's the same true. You got Jeremy Lin right now. You know, Chinese people have adopted him, or all Asian people have, because he's different. He's not tall. He's, I think, 6'1", something like that. But that's not tall for an NBA player. But he's extremely good. And we probably would be the same way. There was a guy from Kentucky who was a good curling player. We'd probably be for him, simply because, hey, that redneck can curl. He can push that thing down the ice. Holy mackerel, looks like a milk bottle. So, you know, we do the same things.
We want a president that looks a certain way. We want somebody that looks, I guess if they're tall, I guess we've never really had a short president. We had one in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I think a couple were back in, was it Polk that, I can't remember. There were a couple that were not extremely tall. Of course, people back then were probably a couple inches shorter than they are now anyhow. I mean, John Adams was a short guy.
Yeah, how do you know? Do you remember John Adams?
I was. We were in school together. We went to different schools together. Absolutely.
Hey, we are out of time. Hey,
if I wanted to be offended and slapped around, I'd have simply stayed home this morning, okay?
Well, I know, and I know I've been on my high horse about a couple of things. I think I must have just gone to sleep thinking about some strange things last night, because it just was so bizarre watching that bed ballet, and then thinking about Kim Jong-il and his son and the legacy that is there and all that nonsense. I need some happy pills. I really need a happy pill. I need to go back and get my other hip replaced so I can get some more happy pills.
I thought you were full of happy pills this morning.
Well, listen, I certainly hope that our audience has enjoyed this roller coaster ride with us. And we hope that you will tell your friends. We hope that you will come back and listen to us again. If you don't like us, go to bigbrainsmedia.com and let them know about it. Tell them why you don't like us. Or try another show. We have a variety of shows out there. We got something for everybody. So once again, go to bigbrainsmedia.com and pick you out a show to listen to. There are a bunch of good ones.
See, there are a lot of people who would identify with us because they say, hey, they're crazy, just like I am. We'll take that.
That's right. That girl's a moron. Why is she talking to that guy like that?
No, there's a difference between moron and crazy. You are crazy as an outhouse rat, but you ain't no moron.
Well, we do our best, don't we? And yeah, we do. One of these days, JP's going to get tired of me. He's going to shut off my mic. So I want to thank JP Spann for the wonderful job he does producing us every week. And just come back and listen to us. And I'm glad we're friends, Crash, and I enjoy talking to you.
Great being with you.
To send an email to Janet or Crash, the address is feedback@justtalkingitup.com.